Hello, welcome to another episode of the Sanskari Sass podcast. I'm Malika.
I'm Ruchika, and today we're sitting with someone really cool. We have Virali Modi.
What's up?
Hi. So we have a feminism and chill episode today, and we've got Virali in to give us a really different perspective that we can't talk about for sure.
Yeah, we're talking about a representation of disability in media. So Virali, do you want to start off by telling us a little bit about yourself first?
That's a difficult question. So like, ask me, like, that's easier for me. So, you know, sometimes when you're like on Tinder or something and there's like an about me, what are you supposed to write about yourself?
Yeah. That's really difficult. I always struggle
with
that.
It's so difficult.
I have left my Tinder bio empty. So it says a lot.
Yeah. But then I judge people who don't write anything in their Tinder bios.
I judge guys that don't write anything.
Yeah, for guys, they have to write. Yeah.
Girls, the same time, like, I really struggle with it.
Yeah, I mean, come on, we're girls, right?
Okay, so let's get specific. What can we ask Virali about herself? So tell us, what do you do?
Okay, so I dibble dabble in quite a few things. I am a motivational speaker. I am a model. I am attempting to be an influencer on Instagram.
Ooh, nice.
I'm a writer and I'm a disability rights activist. And I quit my corporate job in Feb. So like, I'm freelancing right now.
Yeah. So where were you working?
So I was working for a travel company that was specifically about disability. So yeah, I mean, it was fun working with them, but I just kind of wanted to venture and do my own stuff now. Yeah. So I was like, it's better. Like, let me just do what I have to do.
That's really fun. Cool.
Yeah. Rajika and I are also in the freelance club.
Yeah.
Both of us quit our jobs.
It's difficult, but it's fun.
It's rough. Clients can be
brutal.
Yeah. Very.
Very brutal.
But okay. Yeah, just jumping straight into the questions. I think one thing that we are seeing is in the media, just like representation of diverse body types. And that is something that is increasing. But do you think that necessarily includes disabled bodies? I mean,
no, honestly, it doesn't. Like, if you look at Bollywood, for instance, you see films like Zero, you see films like Guzarish, Main Aisa Bhi Hoon. I don't know if you've seen that film. It's an old film.
I haven't watched it, but it's an Ajay Devgan film. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, yeah, there is representation of disability in the media and in films, but by able-bodied actors. And that kind of doesn't make sense because, so like for Guzarish, for instance, Hrithik Roshan, he actually went to a hospital to learn how to be a quadriplegic. So it's kind of like there are so many other people that are actors. Like, I'm an aspiring actress.
Yeah.
There's so many other people that are actors that are disabled and they could probably do a better job than he did. I mean, no offense to him. His acting was brilliant, no doubt. The message of the movie was shit. But it's more like, why not give them a chance?
Yeah.
Like, these people are already established. And if you're talking about Bollywood and Bombay, like Sapno Ki Duniya.
Yeah.
Right? People have their dreams. So why not actually give them the chance to do something?
Yeah.
And why just, okay, like Rakesh Roshan ka beta hai.
Yeah.
Like, no offense to him or anyone. But okay, we'll give him a chance.
Yeah.
Why not me?
Like, yeah.
I have gone to auditions. I have been, I guess, put to the side because of my disability. Like, they've been like, yeah, you're really pretty and you fit the role and your acting skills are good. But yaar, you know, but like, if you are walking, toh yaar abhi cast kar lete tumhe.
Man, that's disappointing.
So it's kind of like, I didn't choose this. It happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put out more representation and I'm trying to be a better person.
Yeah.
So why the hate and why not actually promote diversity?
Yeah.
So that's my thing. Like, yeah, cool. Like, have actors play disabled characters, no doubt. Do that. That just glorifies them in a way. Like, it just enhances their acting skills.
Yeah.
But then why not actually give someone a chance?
Yeah.
That's my whole funda.
No, that's completely fair.
Yeah, and honestly, like, that's how we look at some other feminist issues as well. Like, when men, like, if men are making a movie about women's rights, mm-hmm. then wouldn't you rather have a woman direct the film? So it's like the same thing, yeah. essentially, but just in a different area, I guess. So, I mean, that's how we're looking at a lot of things in the feminist conversation currently. Like, even Scarlett Johansson was going to get cast as a trans woman, and there was a lot of backlash to that, saying, why would you cast her? She's already, like, doing well, and why wouldn't you cast an actual trans woman in her place?
Yeah.
So it's like the same conversation, essentially.
Like, okay, so again, you didn't see Breaking Bad, but The Son, have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
So one of the Walter White's son, he has cerebral palsy in the show. But in real life, he has cerebral palsy.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of like we need more actors with disabilities, because so right now, especially Bollywood is more on biopics. It's more about real life stories and believable stories. So what's more believable than a disability? And unfortunately, like, disability is kind of viewed as a taboo still in India, and there's still a stigma that's associated with it. So why not actually get a disabled actor or actress into a mainstream Bollywood film? Why can't we get someone with a disability to become the ambassador for Tanishq or something? Like, why can't you do that?
Why can't it just be part of the normal...
No, regular
choices.
Campaigns.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be...
Why can't it just be normalized?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah.
So this is one thing I've also noticed is that... And it happens frequently with just, like, in general women's issues as well. Whenever there is a movie with a character who has a disability, the movie sort of central to that disability. And it's not just like, hey, it's a love story and one person happens to have a disability. So it's the same, like... I feel like that's really unfair. I feel like you're a lot more than just your disability. And it's like really unfair to just narrow your entire story down to just that.
No, and so the biggest thing is because of the lack of representation in social media, in mainstream media, whatever you want to say, people have no idea what like a real disability is. And because of, you know, the lack of accessible infrastructure, not a lot of people come out. So I've been subjected to, I don't know, like, weird questions. Like, guys on Tinder, like, have asked me. And I know that they were being genuine. Like, they weren't just trying to be creepy or whatever. But, like, after a little bit of conversation, they're like, does, like, everything work down there?
Oh,
like,
God.
I'm like, really, dude? He's like, look, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm generally curious. And, like, I'm genuinely curious. And I really want to know because I've never encountered someone with a disability. I've never spoken to someone with a disability. I'm like, okay, chalo, gyan baatte. And I'm like, yeah, of course everything works down there. Like, it's just my legs that aren't working. How can you assume that I can't do certain things? Like, seriously?
And even then, I feel like there's a better time and place and way to ask.
I agree. But I think, I think that's more about, like, anonymity in a way. Like, it's kind of anonymous. Like, you may never meet this person in your life. So you generally feel more comfortable sharing these kinds of things because ultimately, yaar, ye to stranger hai. Like, ye kahan se mujhe milne wala hai? So it's kind of like that.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, it's easier to talk about things online than it is in
person.
Yeah, we know that for sure.
But that would also mean like that's a lot of emotional labor on your part to constantly be educating the people that you encounter, right?
Yeah, but then someone has to do it, right? Like if we aren't being represented, if the government isn't really giving a shit about us, and... Like, that goes for government in general, not like a specific party, but a government in general. If there aren't any laws, if there aren't any provisions, if there isn't anything, then how do you expect people to actually know what a disability is and how it works? And again, disability is just an umbrella term. There's so much more to that. There's like layers and layers, like there's a spectrum. And every person you meet with a disability is different in terms of their disability. So you really don't know. I mean, there are some people, like, for example, people think that those who have disabilities are asexual. Like, we're not sexual humans or we don't enjoy sex or whatever. And yeah, there are some people like that, but not everyone's like that. Like, everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the movie Margarita with a Straw.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, it did kind of center on her disability, but then it also showed, like, the sexual side of it a mm-hmm. little bit. Like, these people also are curious and these people also want to experience things, yeah. be more independent, do things on their own. So, honestly, I feel like someone needs to do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if everyone, like every person with a disability is so close-minded, conservative, or kind of shy to talk about these things, then to yaar aage to badhega hi nahi. Kuch nahi hoga fir.
Yeah.
Like, you need to talk about it. And we need to have this conversation.
No, and really, like, thank you for having this yeah. conversation and being so brave, because it's definitely not easy to do what you do. It yeah. takes a lot of energy to do what you do, I'm guessing. Yeah. So
it does, but then it's kind of like, if I am educating someone to be mm. more empathetic rather than sympathetic,
yeah.
and I'm educating them to be more sensitized in yeah. a way, mm. then why not?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Cool. Works.
That really, like, thank you.
No, yeah. cool, dude. Like, cool.
You already told us about how one thing that media and Bollywood can do to change things is to cast people with disabilities, with people who have disabilities, instead of just actors playing people with disabilities. Is there any other thing that mainstream media can do to sort of make representation better and fair?
Honestly, so like something that you said, like every film is kind of centered around a person's disability.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mostly, almost every film is centered around that aspect.
Yeah.
So something like, why can't a disability be normalized?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the most normal thing to happen, honestly. So in one of my TED Talks, I said that, you know, we are all living with a disability, whether it be mental health issues, mm-hmm. whether it be an educational mm-hmm. disability, or whether it just be like having paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's perfect.
Yeah.
And everyone has a disability. The fact that you can see mine and I can't see yours,
mm.
that's how you're stereotyping me.
Yeah.
So honestly, like, who are you to say that I'm normal or I am abnormal and you're yeah. normal? When, like, honestly, normalcy is subjective.
Yeah.
So I think the main, like, the biggest thing that Bollywood or, like, mainstream media could do is have a love story. Like, a disabled woman or a disabled man falling in love, like, what's so wrong yeah. about that? Like, yeah. it's really normal.
Yeah,
it's totally normal.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
I think Netflix is doing a series, and the lead is a man who happens to be gay and has cerebral palsy. I'm not sure when it's coming out or if it's already out, and I keep on forgetting the name.
I think it's called Special.
Yeah, I think it's
I'm
called
not
Special.
Sure.
But I think Netflix is really, like, pushing
they're
the boundaries.
Pushing it. Yeah. yeah.
But I don't think it's enough still. There's a long way to go.
There is. There, we really need to push yeah. harder.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
So, do you want to play a game now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to ask you, so this is just, like, hypothetical. We will drop you on an island and we give you 3 people you can take with you. Who are those 3 people going to be? 3 feminists you look up to.
3 feminists?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or 3 really cool people, I guess. Yeah. Anyone, really.
I think Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Yeah. Michelle Obama, definitely.
Yeah.
I met Barack Obama, by the way.
What? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was invited to the town hall last year in Delhi. And so I met him there. Like,
wow.
Mind blown. He's so amazing.
Is he, like, good looking in real life as well?
Oh my God, he's so tall.
Yeah,
he's so tall. Like, I'm like, how are you so tall, man? Like, and why are you so handsome?
Yeah, it's not like, fair.
Did you
so
get to fair. Did you get to talk to him personally?
I didn't get to talk to him personally, but I got to, like, at least witness it and, like,
yeah,
just be that fangirl and, like,
be
turn myself around
as
selfie. Like, yeah, at least I got to do that.
No shame.
No shame whatsoever. So yeah, coming back to the question, definitely Michelle Obama. I would want to be with Meghan Markle also.
Ooh.
Meghan Markle, I think she would be kick-ass to
yeah.
be with. The third person, I would have to say one of my close friends.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna name names.
That's okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I am not at liberty to right now. But yeah, I would have him with me as well.
Oh my God, that's a really...
That's a real great answer, honestly. Like, we don't know your friend, but I'm sure your friend's also really cool, especially when your friend's in the same group as Michelle Obama and Meghan Markle.
It's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party. Can you give us free alcohol?
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Okay,
cool. And mal?
Yeah, mal.
Maybe you'll like find it naturally growing on the island.
Yeah, but then yaar, kaun sukhaega?
Yeah, that's true.
Kaun sukhaega? Okay, so I want to specifically talk about what we've already spoken about some examples briefly. But if there are any specific examples which have done a good job of representing disability in media and examples that have not done a very good job representing disability.
So I would say Kalki Kochalin.
Mm-hmm.
She did a great job in Margarita with a Straw. I felt that it wasn't really centered, like, it wasn't about sympathy.
Yeah.
That movie wasn't about sympathy.
Yeah.
It was more like, yaar, hum log bhi normal hai. Like, come on, please. Grow up. I think Guzarish was a crap film. Honestly. And no, and I say this not because I hated the storyline or the actors or the director. Like, I have nothing but love for them. But I hated the message that it gave me. Again, this is all about perception. Everyone's perception is different. For me, when I saw that movie, I felt as if, okay, so basically having a disability means that my life is over. It demotivated me. Demotivated?
Demotivated?
Yeah, demotivated.
Demotivated? Whatever. Yeah, like it made me upset.
Yeah.
Words are not my friend today. It made me upset and it really put me into this negative space where I thought, I don't have an option. And my only option is to opt for euthanasia.
Man.
Like, and I know that this was kind of around the Aruna Schoenberg. I think this was what it was around. Her case. But like, her thing was legit.
Yeah.
Like, her thing was legit. She was brain dead, I'm assuming. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've read about it.
Yeah.
But she was in a state, she was in a vegetative state. While Hrithik's character, he wasn't. Yeah. He was still able to move around. Like, he was still able to do things and feel things. And Aishwarya Rai was there for that. Like,
yeah, man.
Come on.
What do you need?
Seriously? Like, what else do you need? Like, get me Nick Jonas up in your leg. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, right? Like,
Priyanka Chopra's broken so many hearts, honestly.
I swear.
Okay, so this is something I also personally struggle with a lot, and I think that I also have to educate myself a lot on. And it kind of bounces off one of Malika's questions from earlier. But the language used to talk about disability in media is also...
That,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Divyang, differently abled, specially abled, physically challenged, handicapped. Am I missing any other term?
Not that I can think of, no. I'm sure there are more.
Specially challenged. Yeah. Whatever, the plethora of terms that we have to talk about disability is sad. For me, I've... And again, this is a preference kind of a thing. So whenever someone... So I recently answered a question on Quora, and this girl asked me, she's like, I'm a differently abled woman. What can I do for the specially abled? I'm like, okay, then pehle to isko break karo terminology ko. I was like, I'm sorry if I'm rude and if I'm harsh, but like, this is the bitter truth. And this is a conversation that needs to be had. What is so different about you? And what is so special about you? You are your own person. That is the only special thing. Your disability doesn't make you different. It doesn't make you special. It just makes you human.
Yeah.
So what is so different about you? Like, again, normalcy is subjective. So what is so special about you? So for me, I've always recognized myself as being disabled, because a disability, like a true disability, is really in your mind. Like, it's your mentality, it's the way that you think about things. It's not whatever is going on physically with you. Like, it doesn't matter. And when you look in the dictionary, yaar, synonyms mein ye nahi aata, divyang, handicapped, ye sab nahi aata. There is like, in every other country in the world, except for Asian countries, they only use two words. It's disabled and handicapped.
Okay.
That's it. You go to freaking America, I've never heard anyone call me differently able there. I've heard, okay, she's disabled. Cool, it's a disability. Acknowledge the fucking elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Move on. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all there is. So, yeah.
No, that's completely fair. And
I don't know, do you know what the meaning of Divyang is?
No.
I saw your TED talk, you talked about it. So I'm going to pretend that I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you just pretend.
Yeah.
So Divyang basically means divine body. So I was kind of like, okay, divine body. So does that mean that I wasn't divine before becoming disabled? So in that context, if I am divine now, you're basically saying that my wheelchair is more divine than me. Like, I get it. Yeah, it's my throne and all, but still, like, itna aage na chao.
Yeah, no, that's it sort of separates you from what is considered normal, and that's not okay.
It's not okay.
Yeah, it's not okay. That's definitely not okay. Okay, so you said you work as a model and you're an aspiring actor. How, if you could give us examples of how that experience has been for you as someone with a disability.
Okay, cool. So I shot with Salman for the Being Human campaign last year. That was definitely eye-opening. And I kind of understand why Bollywood doesn't really hire people with disabilities. Because things are not accessible.
Yeah.
Like when I shot with Salman, I was on set for 10 to 12 hours.
Oh my God.
And I couldn't use the washroom because they were not accessible. So like, imagine garmi mein not being able to drink anything just because what if I have to pee?
Yeah.
Like, then what do I do? So like, yeah, infrastructure is definitely one of the main proponents to this. So that was definitely eye-opening. Overall, though, it was an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. And like, everyone on set was wonderful. Salman himself was wonderful. Then I walked the ramp for... walked. Disability joke, sorry. I rolled on the ramp for FBB Fashion in Jaipur, Spark. They had like a ramp made and everything, and they made sure that it was accessible. So that was a wonderful experience. But then something else that I realized is, for people with locomotor issues, like I can't walk, for example. For me, if I need to change, I need to lay on a flat surface. Most fashion shows don't have flat surfaces, like a bed or whatever. They don't have that. And for me, getting onto the floor to change is difficult. Yeah. I am not able to do it. So that's why I understand like why they don't hire models with disabilities, why there isn't diversity. I get that, but then that's a small adjustment to be made.
Yeah,
you could easily make that adjustment. And then I walked the ramp. Sorry, I rolled on the ramp again for Bombay Times Fashion Week. I was their showstopper. There wasn't a bed available, so I had to like literally sit on the chair and figure out a way to like get my langa up.
Man,
like, how do I do that?
Yeah.
Langas are anyway too poofy. Yaar, wheelchairs, wheel mein atakta hai wo.
Yeah.
But then, like, all of these issues, and of course, diversity in terms of clothes, in terms of fashion. Like, what may be easy for you to wear may not be easy for me to wear. Like, honestly, I couldn't wear that dress because my legs just don't stay closed. So, like, jeans and shorts, like, the best option for me. And I totally did not mean that in a sexual way.
Judgment, even if you did.
Like, yeah, but no, but like, I just totally got that. Like, yeah. Great job, Virali.
We're all here talking about blowing and, you know, all this stuff today.
And, like, so, that's what she said.
Yeah. yeah, that's an interesting point you make again. So Malika and I have been wanting to do an episode on fashion and feminism. And this is a perspective, again, that I feel like I'd never even thought of, that how people with disabilities and how fashion, it might be inaccessible to them. because of that. There's so much conversation that needs to happen. And it's just not happening fast enough.
Because I guess it's all in the smallest things that you don't even realize, right? I think the more conversation we have, the more we can be more aware about the smallest details.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so we want to ask you for a self-care tip. Again, like, just...
any self-care tip.
Yeah, your go-to that you go by. Life becomes hard.
When life becomes hard, honestly, like, when it comes to self-care, I'm probably the worst at it. Like, again, I deal with anxiety as well.
Mm-hmm.
I have really bad anxiety. When it gets to me, it's like I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm winded and I'm gasping for air. And I think what's really helped me is kind of just letting it loose and just crying about it and just whining and cribbing. Because I don't do that on a normal day-to-day basis. Yeah. I don't do that. But when I'm really feeling like crap about myself and I need to like vent out these emotions, I'm not a person that tends to get angry. No, actually, I do get angry. But I'm not a person that would shout or like scream or yell at my loved ones or anything. I am that person that will yell at the tollwala for being so slow.
Yeah.
Like, just to vent out my frustration. But I can't do that every day, right?
Yeah.
So something that's really helped me is to kind of vent it out and cry about it and maybe record a voice note just talking about how I feel.
Mm.
And, you know, a couple of days later, like, as time passes by, I know that I will be okay. I know that I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I know that this is just a temporary phase. And so then, like, after the whole crying bit is over and I'm tired of crying and I'm done everything, I'll kind of block myself away from people. I will, like, literally be distant. I'll be with myself and I will watch cute dog videos and puppy videos and, like, elephants and animal videos or, like, makeup videos or whatever, like, just to calm myself down. And, yeah, honestly, if that doesn't work, like, smoke a J. Like.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say your makeup is like on point. It looks so good.
Zindabad.
Yeah. Like, I need to like learn how you got like the perfect curl in your eyelashes.
And... dude, I'm sorry. That's like genetics.
No, really? Lucky you.
That's,
wow.
I get the curls in my lashes from my dad, actually.
Oh.
My dad has beautiful thick lashes.
Oh.
And my mom's are kind of sparse. But TK, I got the better side of it.
Men just always have beautiful eyelashes.
Why?
It's not fair.
It is not fair. Like, I look at all my guy friends and I'm like, yeah, transplant karte.
They don't deserve it also. Unko pata bhi nahi hai what they have.
They're like, mascara kya hota hai?
Is there anything that you would like to talk about that we haven't touched upon yet?
Honestly, no. I just think one thing that I'll say is, you know, your caste, your race, your sexual orientation, your sexual preferences, whatever, like, if you're in the LGBTQ community, whatever, like, your fluidity, it doesn't matter. What honestly matters is the person that you are. And, like, fuck the stereotypes, man. Like, fuck them. And just be respectful to everyone. And just, I won't say try putting yourself in their shoes because that's really difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
We like to say that, but it's difficult. But try being more open-minded and try being more respective towards the person rather than being weirded out.
Okay, so at the end of every episode, we ask our guests to talk about Queen of the Week, a woman they really look up to and admire, and why. So,
Queen of the Week.
Yeah.
Would I be a narcissist if I said myself?
Not at all.
Please, okay. By all means.
It's okay. I am a narcissist. So like, whatever. But yeah, I look up to myself. I've always believed that you can be your only mentor and you can be the only role model for yourself. Like, yeah, I mean, no, definitely. I look up to a lot of people. Like, I look up to Michelle Obama, for example. I look up to Kangana Ranawat. I look up to her because of her openness and not giving a shit about anything and just saying what she has on her mind.
Yeah.
I look up to her for that. Like, I look up to Bibhasha Basu also. Like, dude, just imagine, like, a Bengali beauty, like, a dark-skinned beauty.
Yeah.
No matter whatever she's done to her skin, like, whatever, it doesn't matter. but initially a dark-skinned beauty in the modeling industry, making her way into Bollywood.
Is massive.
It's massive, right? And the whole Love Yourself campaign that she's advocating about. Like, I look up to her for that. Like, yeah, of course. And I look up to my mom, my dad. Like, I look up to all of these people. And I've learned bits and pieces from everyone. And I've taken that and I've adapted it for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I look up to me. And I know that I can be the only person that I can look up to. The only person that I can rely on. And I just need to make myself better and better each day. That's the only way that I could be a role model for other young women, other men, everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Queen of the Week, tooting my own horn here. And I have a throne. So, I mean, yeah, it works.
That was really inspiring. Yeah,
it really was. I think genuinely one of the best Queen of the Weeks you've ever had.
Thank you.
So I think that we can wrap up the episode now. And thank you so much, Virali, for coming on.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. I hope you
had fun.
I did.
Yeah.
But next time, like, can we get stoned?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, next time. And Met Gala looks. Yeah. That's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
That works. Works.
Where can everyone follow you?
So follow me on Instagram. It's V-I-R-A-L-I-01. Facebook, Virali Modi. And no, I am not related to any Modis that have been
all
in
have
the
really
media
bad name right now. Yeah, so thanks everyone for listening.
We're at Sanskari Sass on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Let us know what you thought of this episode. Say
go
hi to Virali.
Yes.
At Virali01 on Instagram.
Yes.
And yeah, until next time, keep it sassy.
Bye.
Yay, bye.